Tukey Williams, we are speaking to you from death row. What is your state of mind this morning as you are awaiting the decision in your clemency petition?
Well, I feel good. And my redemption shines. I got up this morning. I cleansed myself. I prayed. I exercised. And now I'm talking to you. Well, prior to talking to you, I was talking to my mother. And of course, she's quite encouraging, spiritual. And so am I. And my lack of fear for this barbaric methodology of death, I rely upon my faith. It has nothing to do with machismo, with manhood, or with some pseudo former gang street code. This is pure faith and predicated on my redemption. So, therefore, I just stand strong and continue to tell you, your audience, and the world that I am innocent. And yes, I've been a wretched person. But I've redeemed myself. And I say to you and all those who can listen and will listen that redemption is tailor-made for the wretched. And that's what I used to be. So, I can answer one more before I go.
There are millions of people all around the country and indeed the world who are standing in support of you and doing everything that they can to ensure that your life is spared. How would you like the world to imagine your legacy, one that we all hope does not begin tomorrow but begins in many years from today?
I appreciate you making that statement. But I've been asked the same query not too long ago. And I said just one word. Just one word can sum it up in a nutshell. And that is redemption. I can say it no better than that. That's what I'd like the world to remember me. That's what I'd like my legacy to be remembered as. A redemptive transition. Something that I believe is not exclusive just for the so-called sanctimonious, the elitist. And it doesn't, it's not predicated on color or race, social stratum, or one's religious background. It's accessible for everybody. That's the beauty about it. And whether others choose to believe that I've redeemed myself or not, I worry not, because I know and God knows, and you can believe that all the youths that I continue to help, they know too. So with that, I'm grateful. So I thank you for the opportunity. And I say to you and everyone else, God bless. So take care.
And indeed, you take care. We so much appreciate you being here with us, and we hope that we are able to speak with you in weeks and months and years to come.
And I look forward to that as well. Believe me. And my faith is intransigent.
You talk about redemption, and isn't that the goal of all of us in our lives, no matter what we have lived through, is daily redemption to do better than we did before.
Oh, exactly. But the thing is that as far as redemption is concerned, you never can reach a plateau or an acme. It's a continuous process. each day brings on a new challenge. So for me, it's ongoing. It's continuous. And I understand that. So not only do I live it, but I believe it. So it's a wonderful thing. It's kept me strong all this time. So I have no complaints.
And that redemption and that sense of striving for redemption is certainly something that you have inspired in thousands of people, both in Los Angeles and worldwide.
Well, I pray that it will continue to do so. And I'll be here to see it. So I must go. So take care.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Stanley Tukey Williams from California's Death Row, live on Wake Up Call.